Harry Cohn Jewelers.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, you should be proud of your Buffalo Bills.
I was there.
Well, it was. I'm telling you, your quarterback was Superman.
I know.
I didn't know he could run that fast.
I don't think anyone.
I knew he was physical and big bruiser, but boy, he took off on that one run, and he was flying.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Nice.
They looked like superheroes.
They did.
They looked like contenders.
Oh, you know who's scary is Detroit.
Well, shit, did you see Houston manhandle the Cowboys?
Yeah, they're scary too.
Yeah, I told you in the beginning that they're a pretty good team.
We'll see what happens. Minnesota's still pretty good.
Yeah. How was your weekend? Good?
Yeah, it was fun. It was real good.
It looked like there was a full house there.
Oh yeah, real loud.
Yep, I could tell.
Yeah, it was awesome, I'll tell you that.
Did you have good seats?
Yeah, I was about 10th from the field.
In the middle or towards the end?
Kind of in between. More
30-yard line?
I think the 30, yeah.
That's a good seat.
Yeah, it was good.
Whose seats were they?
A coworker of mine has season tickets.
How many?
2. So me and a buddy went.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was good.
Is the parking pretty easy there?
It's pretty easy, yeah. You got to pay for it everywhere you go, but, you know, there's parking lots everywhere. And it's up to you if you want to walk pretty far or get as close as possible.
Yeah. My cousin, nephew, I'm sorry, not cousin, my nephew, he's about 50, and he went to his cousin chartered a jet, and 8 of them went to the Dallas game from Houston.
Yeah.
It's a 52-minute flight from Houston. Chartered, and he got a suite with booze and food and everything. And a couple of guys, my nephew's big, he's 5'6" and weighs about 360. And another one or two of the guys were big guys. So he got a bigger jet and let everybody have 2 seats.
Really? Who got the jet?
His cousin, my nephew's cousin.
So he might. What does he do for a living?
I don't know, but he's got big bucks.
It sounds like it.
It was probably $150,000 weekend.
Yeah.
Took 7 or 8 of them to the game.
Must be nice.
Yeah, and he had a suite and food and all catered with bar, open bar and food and everything.
Wow.
So it was a pretty nice little outing.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah. And then they didn't spend the night, and then they got in the plane after the game and flew home.
52 minutes.
Flew back to Houston.
Probably had an even better time on the plane.
I'm sure there was plenty of booze on the plane.
Oh, yeah. That's fun. Have you ever been on, have you ever chartered private before?
No, I've never chartered one, but the owner of the New Orleans Saints, I sold him a 10-carat diamond, and he sent his jet to pick me up here, and we went to New York, and he bought a $1 million diamond.
Where'd you get that one from?
Well, I went to an Israeli cutter that I knew, and I had told him ahead of time, and he had 4 stones to show him.
Yeah.
And he picked one, and he brought his CPA along, and he married some floozy. She was a flight attendant. And gave her a 10-carat. It was like $960,000 stone.
Holy shit.
And he tells his CPA, open up the briefcase, and he was full of $100 bills. He said, there's $1 million in there. It's been counted 3 times by the bank and by my CPA, and it's all there, Perry. And you can keep the change.
Really?
Yeah.
How much did you make off that?
I kept the change, 40 grand, and then about another 40, I made about 80 grand.
Wow, holy shit.
you know, put us up in the Waldorf Astoria, fucking partying, eating, and drinking every night. But, you know, he's a mega millionaire.
Yeah. How was the plane?
Well, he had a big, like, a A320 Airbus, like Trump's.
Wow.
Sent the plane here to Minneapolis from New Orleans, and they had a red carpet laid out and sent a limo to pick me up, my wife and I, and two other people. And we flew there and to New York, and there was a big limo to pick us up at the airport. Had a red carpet rolled out and everything.
Yeah.
You know, it was nice. It was pretty fancy-spancy.
Good. Sounds like a blast, honestly.
Well, you know, the Saints have that insignia on their helmet, the fleur-de-lis.
Yeah, yeah.
And he started calling me every time he'd have people in an owner suite.
Yeah.
You know, like 50 or 100 people with their husbands and wives and all. He'd say, I want 100 diamond pendants with a fleur-de-lis, and I want a tie packs for the men.
Wow.
Get them ready in 3 weeks. I need them.
Was that tough to do?
No, I haven't got a guy that can whip shit out like that.
Wow, nice.
You know, and take me around in the suite and introduce. This is my private jeweler, Perry Cohn. And a lot of them became customers, too.
Yeah.
But he's dead now. He died.
You still do that kind of business, or is that when you were younger?
Well, it was probably 15 years ago.
Wow. You don't hear from him anymore?
He's dead.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he died.
Oh, jeez.
But, you know, he had people in the suite, you know, like governors and, I mean, Earl Campbell was up there.
Yeah.
Remember Earl Campbell?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He had thighs about the size of your waist.
Oh, yeah.
You think that your quarterback is a big dude?
Yeah.
You should see Earl Campbell. He was like a Sherman tank.
Oh, I'm sure of it, yeah.
If he got going north and south, there was no way to stop him.
Yeah, he was a big dude.
Yeah. His career lasted about 7 years. And then he got, you know, banged up.
Yeah.
But anyway, so what's going on? Anything? It's been a little up and down here.
Yeah, I mean, same here. You know, I wasn't here Monday, but I just wanted to check in. I'm going to get those diamonds all picked up next week, and then I was touching base with you. Have you heard from your guy at all on the ovals at all?
Nope. He never called me back.
Hmm.
So I'm not going to call him.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a little pissed because I thought it was, like, in the bag. And, you know, I just jump through hoops and, you know, I was going to make a mounting for him and do everything. And, you know, then he got a little squirrely at the end. I don't know. And I would have bet money that he was going to buy the stone.
Yeah, I don't understand. You got anyone else looking
for
anything?
Huh?
You got anyone else looking for anything?
I don't think he'd been anywhere. He's my regular customer, and he wanted to buy it. And he said, I'm going to buy a stone. I want to buy it from you. And this and that, and I got him exactly what he asked for, and the price was right. He didn't complain about the price. I didn't, like, highball him or anything. I gave him a real sweet deal because, you know, I figured I'll make some money on the mounting.
Yeah, there you go.
But it didn't work out, so
right.
Got to move along. I got to run because I got a customer.
All right, anything else you're looking for?
Not right now, but I'll call you if I do.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.